The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Well, no one would tell us where the children were, and there were so many children missing that we never imagined that, you know, they wouldn't be coming back.
Nelba and Jimmy's daughter, Anna Grace, was one of the 20 children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14th, 2012.
Hatred, rage took our little daughter from us. And we wouldn't be honoring our God by returning that. So we choose love.
Thank all of you here in the audience. You are great encouragers, and I know that you care about others. You care about what happens in this nation and how we as a nation can bless the rest of the world. I want to thank you. Thank you for welcoming us. And we welcome you to life today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are just really grateful to have the opportunity to share with you. This is not what I would call an easy program. It's not an easy place to start. Because Sandy Hook and the terrible shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, about 2 years ago, it not only ripped the hearts out of the parents and the school officials and teachers and that community, but it ripped the heart out of America. I don't know that I'm able to explain, Betty, just how hard that hit us. Yeah. I mean, it's just little kids. You know, Betty and I lost a daughter. Our daughter was 40 when she died. And when we thought about these little children, Betty said, at least we knew Robin a long time. And these folks didn't know their kids very long. And we really wept. Jimmy Green and his wife, Nelba, lost a little girl. And he is quite a gifted musician. And their little daughter was a song to the glory of God. He plays the saxophone for Harry Connick and his awesome band. He's got an incredible music piece that he's written the lyrics for and plays for to honor his little girl, but also to try to help all the children not only they love as a couple, but God loves. And I want you to welcome this compassion-filled, loving couple who experienced a heartache no one ever even wants to imagine. Would you welcome the Greens to life today? Nelda. Jimmy. Betty and I have had the privilege of just visiting with you for a while, and we know that the comfort that you experience comes from God, or you couldn't bear to live. I think that one of the things I sensed when I talked to you was a deep desire to be able to touch other people who may have, for some reason, a heavy heart, a broken heart. Mm-hmm. Who wants to start and just tell us what you believe your mission is as far as the will of God for you in light of what you have faced?
As you said, our daughter, Anna, was a song, is a song. She's a constant song in my mind and my heart.
Her name was Anna Grace.
That's right.
And she was a manifestation of the grace of God.
Amen. And for whatever reason, God has chosen us to go through this. We've questioned, we've asked Him why, and we're, you know, okay with the fact that we might not know that answer here on earth, but we know our Redeemer lives, and we know that Anna's with Him, and that gives us comfort. In the midst of our pain and our suffering, we know that her story isn't over, that she's in glory right now, and if we live to the gospel that we've tried to teach our children and that was taught to us, then we're going to see her again one day. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, I want the listeners to know that there's hope, no matter what situation you're put in. We can't choose those situations, but we can choose how we respond. And I believe we need to respond with love and with compassion. Hatred, rage took our little daughter from us. And we wouldn't be honoring our God by returning that. So we choose love.
When you were going through those days, tell me what you were, let's say maybe in your heart when you are experiencing the grief and you're kind of looking around, what did you feel might have been a comfort to you that might have been offered that sometimes we don't see offered in various situations? What do you want people to understand that would be very important to someone who has been devastated? How do we? Because a lot of times people say, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
You know, there's something to just the ministry of presence when you are walking with wounded people. And for us, it was a shooting and the loss of our daughter's life. But it could be a divorce. It could be a loss of a job. I mean, people hurt for many different reasons. And a way that we can really gift them is just by giving them our presence. We don't have to have the perfect words, because to be honest with you, when you lose a child in this manner, there aren't any words that man can give. There's just the comfort that God can give. But that ministry of presence is a gift that other Christians can give, and that really helped us quite a bit in our loss.
And I think often that is one reason that people hesitate, don't you, to respond. They don't know how to respond to a tragedy like this. But yet, like you said, if it's just knowing that someone's caring, they're thinking about you during this time, or they're just gonna be, check on you, you know, see how you're doing. Just know that you're present there.
That's
and
right.
Just know that God's gonna do the healing.
That's
but
right.
We can offer that compassion and that love and that caring to
even it. Just to say, I'm praying for you.
Absolutely.
I have not forgotten you. God knows your pain, and we will not forget to pray. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just some of the most comforting words you can hear someone say.
True.
Anna was incredibly easy to love, incredibly easy. She was well-connected. She had many, many friends. She just loved, and she worshiped, and she danced, and she sang. A child like the child that did this in Connecticut, Adam Lanza, his story didn't begin on December 14th. He had a story before then. And for some reason, those needs with that child weren't met. So I think protecting our children really means knowing our children, loving our children, meeting them where they are, even the ones that are difficult to love.
And you know, a lot of parents don't seem to even be available to do that anymore. Doesn't it break your heart to see the breakdown? As a matter of fact, I think, and I know this is what both of you want to inspire people to do. If we could just inspire a greater love on the part of fathers for their wife, first of all, for their spouse, and for their children, and to just really care about it. The absent father situation today and the absence of love manifest in the home is one of the greatest tragedies of all, which really sparks a lot of other horrible things. So we need a baptism in love. And the viewers of Life Today, I got to say this for you. You appear to be some of the most compassion-filled people on the planet, because we watch you over and over say, let me help that person that I may never see in person, but I care. And that's the love that needs to spring up right here in our nation. I think you're trying to inspire that.
I think love is, we have a saying in our family, love wins. And we try to live that out every day. And some days are more difficult than others, but we really believe if we really love our neighbor, as Jesus teaches us, the greatest commandments are these: love thy God and love thy neighbor. If we love our neighbor, what a different place this would be. We feel
absolutely.
Like there's so many areas that we can manifest this love of our neighbor, whether it's loving our children and really participating in growing them and teaching them well, whether it's trying to do common sense measures to ensure their safety, whether it be in schools, whether it be with gun safety at home, protecting firearms and not allowing children access to them. I think those are very, very important things, ways
certainly
we can
are.
Keep our kids safe.
You know, you titled this Beautiful Life, and I know you had to be talking about Anna, but also just the life that God wants us to live because of what Christ does. You believe Jesus Christ makes a difference in people's life if they have a relationship, not just some religious association, but really have a relationship with Jesus?
It's the only thing that got us to survive December 14th. We were in the firehouse for hours, and we didn't know where our daughter was. No one would tell us where the children were, and there were so many children missing that we never imagined that, you know, they wouldn't be coming back. They were just so, if Anna was the only child lost that day, then we would have said, okay, maybe we should be worried, but there were so many kids that were missing that we just didn't imagine, and we waited for hours and hours. And at one point, I just looked at my husband, and I said, it doesn't matter what they tell us. If she doesn't come back to us, we know that she's with Jesus Christ, because that's what we taught her, that's what she believed, and that is where we will see her again. And that's how we walked out of there, because you can't walk out of a situation like that without faith in Jesus. I just don't know how you would do it. That's certainly how we did it.
She was a little prayer warrior, wasn't she?
She loved to pray.
That means because she knew there was someone she's talking to.
That's exactly right.
It's not like I'm talking to some make-believe or some wall, you know, or some church chart. I'm talking to God.
That's right. And she showed in her way, and she showed God's love in the little things she did every day. She would walk up to her mom or me or her brother and just give us hugs. Write us little notes just to say, I love you, Mom and Dad, just on any ordinary day, not on a special occasion. She was encouraging. She would participate in activities that she maybe didn't have a big interest in, but that her brother did. And she would encourage him and do those things. So I really feel like, you know, that's the love of God manifest in this little girl.
And she loved people exactly for who they were. You know, her dad's African American, I'm from Puerto Rico, and we lived for a while in Canada. There weren't many kids who looked like her. And she would say, well, I'm Puerto Rican, African American, and Canadian, Mom. And she just loved everyone equally.
Oh, boy, just that joy and peace. I want you to tell our viewers about your website and what you're hoping to do. And then I would love for you to play the saxophone, just a portion. You said you'd like to play a portion and maybe tell us what you're saying in that particular instrumental piece. But what do you have, and what would be the website if people say, okay, how could we in some way join with you to help you accomplish something that through this tragedy, God has put on your heart to do something very meaningful for others? Mm-hmm. What is the website, and what is your goal?
Well, through my wife's work at the Klingberg Family Centers in Connecticut, the Honor Grace Project was birthed. And I'll let my wife talk more about that.
And is the website Honor Grace Project?
www.honorgraceproject.org. And it's a program that promotes love, community, and connection for every child and family as a way to prevent violence. And it's really about getting parents, getting mental health people, getting teachers, getting the faith community to learn strategies to love children in order for us to grow them and just teach them and hopefully make a better, safer world.
Do you feel like you're offering them on the website even some counsel and advice, some instruction on how they can inspire this?
We're adopting classrooms. We are offering professional developments. Our last conference had over 500 people in attendance, which I know for a big state like Texas isn't a lot, but for a little state like Connecticut, it's a lot.
Well, now, isn't Harry Connick Jr. actually encouraging you, and didn't he show up as one of your great comforters during this
Absolutely.
Time?
Harry's been a great friend throughout this whole process, and he was a great friend even before. His friendship has lasted since I met him, about 15, 16 years ago. And he's been a great source of comfort and support. The album that you're holding is the product of many, many people's sacrifice and effort and blessing. And it's to benefit
the
Honor Grace Project.
Can they get this on your website? If they went through, you tell them how to get it, and then that would be benefiting what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
You can help order. You inspire and give people even insight and instruction, correct?
Absolutely. You can be ordered through iTunes and Amazon.com and wherever you purchase CDs or digital music.
Well, you're going to play something. Give us a little understanding of maybe what the message is.
Well, there's a song that I composed that's on the CD called Anna's Way, just giving a little glimpse as to who my little girl was. And a portion of the lyrics go, giving lots of hugs each day, she loved to pray and thank God for his blessings. Thoughtful notes for mom and dad, her love never lacked expressing. We'll miss her smile, though way too short, her life teaches us a lesson. Anna had a way about her.
Wow. So would you like to hear him play this?
Sure.
I would love to. I know, Anna Grace, you heard Dad, and I know you're in the arms of the Father. But sweetheart, you left a bright light. As with our own daughter, you left a legacy of life. Mm-hmm. Father, I pray for everyone with a broken heart, whatever the cause. You will send arms of comfort, but above all, they might feel your arms and your love, wherever they are, whatever situation. And then, God, teach us how to love others effectively, far more effectively. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jimmy and, Nelva, we love y'all. Would you just say thanks again for coming to share your journey? I want to show our viewers and show you love in action. I want you to watch this. And coming from my point of view, everything we see is a result of love. God's love through somebody like you. It really is. I want you to look closely, the setting, but look at the faces, and just let God talk to you. Oh boy, when I watch that, there are just so many memories and images that just fly up in my mind. I've seen so many areas where they were so weak that when we got the water to them, we didn't know if we would even be able to save them. Here's what we've been feeding, but they needed water. We've been giving them some clothes, and we're feeding them at school. But they need fresh, clean water. And what I saw, Betty, you know, as the little boys were getting their dirty water, and then here comes this truck. And see, what you don't see that I see is that people like you paid for the truck. And you made it possible for those relief workers to be on the truck who knew what they were doing. And then you drive and begin to give people something they've never had, clean water. It's better than Christmas. It's better than an entertainment park. It's a chance at life.
It really is, James. I don't think I've ever seen anyone more excited about a fresh drink of water. Those kids were splashing it in their face, and they were just having the best time. And we've been there, James, where they just dance around. Such celebration over clean water. Can you imagine? Well, it's because many of you have shared, and you've cared, and you've loved. And so now it makes it possible for us to drill those wells so that people that are just thirsty for clean water can have a drink. And those mothers that weep over their babies because they die, they don't have enough water. And the bad water, James, puts disease into their little bodies. This is hope for them, real hope. So thank you if you've been participating in that.
You know, everybody wants a cure for Ebola and diseases, and my goodness, wouldn't we have wanted cancer to be cured when our daughter was fighting it? We got a perfect cure for what ails so many of them, and that's just clean water. And you, the viewers, have expressed what Betty and I expressed. We started praying, and a lot of you started praying that, and a lot of you seen your prayers answered. We said, God, every time we call for water wells, we want to drill one. And when we started, it was a stretch, but we just said, God, please let us do that. And it's been amazing how God has enabled us to do that, to where sometimes we've been able to do more than one well. And, you know, you've already commented, I want that picture. You know, we've given away these bronzes. We've got that beautiful Kincaid canvas that is just fabulous. And Betty said, I want one. Well, we're going to give a well. Here's what we're doing. Now, look, this is a devotional book that Betty has written, Free to Be Me. I mean, this is her journey, and a lot of it is the two of us together. We're sending this to those of you who will make any gift, and we're sending to those of you who will make a gift of $100 or more, the beautiful His Word is Life coffee cups. These are the greatest coffee cups you will ever drink coffee out of. I'm telling you what, if Starbucks could get a hold of these, they might sell some coffee. I'm going to tell you something. This is, we've got them everywhere we ever go. We want to be sure we've got them. And we found out all our friends do, so our viewers said, could you give us some more? Well, yes, we can. And here's what we're asking you to do. Make the largest gift you can to help us drill these wells. You know, a gift of $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. 144, 30 people water the rest of their life. Could you drill a well? $4,800? That's the average cost. Our target is 500 more wells this year. Could you drill one of them? Could you drill several? I don't know what you can do. Hey, a lot of people say, I can give a part, 1,200, pray three people join you, or 2,400, pray one person joins you. We've got a well. Father, I just pray you'll lead everyone to share their part in your heart. In Jesus' name, would you dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check, go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift. We're going to send gifts to bless you, but you're going to, in essence, be given the greatest gift of all, life itself, and you're going to be giving it because of the love of God expressed through you. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for making that gift. We look forward to blessing you with the gifts that will inspire you.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. and $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, you'll receive the brand new Free to Be Me 40-day devotional where Betty shares the challenges, victories, and insights God gave her while struggling through fear and insecurity. You'll also receive Betty's book, Free to Be Me. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Life's Inspirational Coffee Mug Set, featuring encouraging quotes and scripture to brighten your mornings for years to come. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request this beautifully framed canvas print of the Forest Chapel by the Painter of Light, Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, Betty and I just say from the depth of our heart, thank you so much for reaching out and touching someone with the love of God. I want to thank Jimmy and Melba again for the incredible blessing they are, beautiful life. There is the website again, and it's an incredible project. Anna Grace lives forever, but the power of her little life impacts so many. You can be a part of that and in some way perhaps protect others or comfort them. Would you thank Jimmy and Nelda really for being with us? What a blessing you are. Nelda, thank you. What a beautiful couple. Love you. Bless you. Thank all of you so much. You are awesome. Thank all of you here. Encourage your friends to watch Life Today.
You know, you learn in New York, never make eye contact with a stranger. It creeps New Yorkers out. What do you want?
Governor Mike Huckabee, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.